spending time at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. Joining us now for a conversation, Executive Director, Ohio Court of Wheat, Tad Nicholson. Tad, it's great to see you. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Jesse. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. Busy show, 30th anniversary, record attendance. I know you mentioned you've had a chance to be around here for a couple of days. A lot of policy goes on here. A lot of conversations happen here at Commodity Classic, right, Ted?
Yeah, you bet. You know, as National Corn Grower, all of us states get together and we make up our what we can agree on and what we stand for. And so it's a great time to do policy work and all the other great things about Commodity Classic, like the trade show that's just incredibly educational and all the education sessions.
Absolutely. Let's talk a bit about, obviously, input prices are a concern, trade, tariffs, you name it. There's so much going on, but talk to me about countervailing duties when it comes to phosphate. And that's one area that I just think about fertilizer prices in general. That's a real pain point for a lot of producers, isn't it, Tad?
Yeah, you know, you talk about input prices in general, and there's a whole lot of things that factor into input prices. But if you look at just fertilizer, there is a really easy one that we found to hone in on, and that is the countervailing duty on phosphates from Morocco and Russia. This is something that was done 5 years ago. It is up for review this year, and we would really love to see that go away. There's really no real reason for it to be there. How it got there was a little bit fishy.
Well, and of course, we think about, our domestic fertilizer production is, there's certain areas that we don't have that type of fertilizer here. So we have to look at our export, overseas partners. And, there's, again, with the tariff situation and more, it makes it that much more challenging to try and bring in those critical inputs that we need.
Yeah, Mosaic being the big mine down in Florida that produces this, doesn't produce enough for us, exports 40% of that out of the country. So we have to have imports on phosphate. It's just that simple. And really the reason that they got it 5 years ago was it was one of those reasons where, remember, 2019 was that prevent plant year. We talked a lot about that. And so you have a bunch of phosphate that was shipped into the United States like normal from Morocco. And there's a bunch of farmers that couldn't use it because the rain wouldn't stop. They just couldn't get it planted. And that caused to have a lot of unused phosphate on the market. Well, Mosaic was successful in convincing the federal government that was dumping. And it went in, when in fact, it was just sort of a freak weather event that kept us from, it kept a bunch of supply on the market. So you work through that in a year and then you're good. But instead, they put a countervailing duty on that forced farmers to pay a higher price for phosphates for 5 years. And so, obviously, we think that that's over, and this year, as they go to review that, we want them to say that is no longer needed.
Well, and looking at D.C. and what's happening with policy and everything right now, we look to Capitol Hill, we look to the White House, what can be done in this area? And something that seems so simple like this, we know sometimes can be a heavy lift, Ted.
Yeah, it certainly is. You think these things are easy, whether it's E15 year-round or, that's a pretty easy lift. It's been very difficult in order to get. So this ask of saying, enough's enough, we don't need it, there's no real reason, Morocco's not cheating, they're not dumping, it's time to let this CVD go, would be an immediate drop in the price of fertilizer. That's what farmers need right now, and that's what the federal government needs to do.
Yeah, and obviously fertilizer, but there's so many other things out there, just the cost price squeeze that we're feeling. And I know, it's very tough, and we've heard a lot of stories this week. There's a lot of optimism, I will say, but there always is a lot of optimism in agriculture. But there's a lot of these things going on that some changes need to be made, Ted.
Yeah. Seems like farmers are paid to be optimists. when you put a seed in the ground and you hope that Mother Nature lets you get it, you're an optimist for sure. And so it is. But the federal government is there for a reason. They're the regulators. They watch this situation. And with something like a CBD that is not needed, it's not something that is deserved, it needs to go away. And this is the year to do it.
Absolutely. You mentioned E15 real briefly. We know that that's still, you know, the heavy lift going on, trying to find a vehicle on Capitol Hill. That seems to be where we're at once again with E15 year round.
Yeah, you know, we definitely feel neglected and let down and failed by the House Republicans that just failed to put it in the CR, which was the package that was ready to go in. They kicked the can down the road, and you heard the tone from the National Corn Growers President, even here at Commodity Classic, that we're kind of fed up. You know, this is something that we got to have, and again, it's some relief that would be easy. It doesn't cost a dime to the federal government. Do it. Stop talking about it. Let's get it done.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd add or reiterate to folks here before we wrap up our conversation here at Commodity Classic?
Well, like you said, no matter what, as we could talk about the problems all the time if we'd like to, but we always are looking forward to the next crop, and that's where the farmers are right now. They have the perfect crop in the ground right now. The seed's not in there yet, and so everything is good, and we are going to be optimistic and never stop fighting for the American farmer.
Tad Nicholson, Ohio Corn and Wheat. Always good to see you and have a conversation, sir. Thanks for joining us here in San Antonio.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you having me on.